Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Countless mourners waited for hours Thursday in a line that stretched almost 5 miles across London for the chance to spend a few minutes filing past Queen Elizabeth II's coffin while she lies in state. Germany is taking control of three Russian-owned oil refineries in the country to ensure energy security before an embargo on oil from Russia takes effect January 1st. They account for about 12% of Germany's oil refining capacities and employs about 12,000 people. A bill to put more cops in schools has been turned down.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is being denied in his bid to pump millions of federal dollars into school police officers.
This bill would be the most serious, the most significant, the most major investment in school security Congress has ever enacted.
The cash would have come from unspent COVID dollars. Democrats accusing Cruz of grandstanding. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
It's now official. U.S. Federal Judge Raymond Deary has been chosen to become the special master and decide whether any documents are off limits in any legal proceedings against President Trump. The FBI has shown bias in the past towards Trump, necessitating an independent observer. Uber Technologies is responding to a cybersecurity breach after a hacker claimed to have gained widespread access to the company's computer systems. On Thursday, a hacker identified only by the Telegram handle Teapot gained control of Uber's account with HackerOne, a firm that helps companies work with security research. Bed Bath & Beyond has disclosed locations of dozens of the 150 stores it plans to close. It's all a part of a cost-cutting effort as it tries to stabilize its business amid failing sales. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom believes website designs are the way to keep children safe online.
California will be the first state to require online companies to put kids' safety first. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom. The bill that is modeled after a similar measure in the United Kingdom will require tech companies that provide online services attractive to children to follow age-appropriate design code principles aimed at keeping children safe. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
As the invasion of illegal immigrants flooding into the United States is being ignored by the Biden administration, border state governors have been sending a small fraction of the invasion to lawmakers' home cities. And now everyone is up in arms. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis.
The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud. Now, what would be the best is for Biden to do his damn job and secure the border.
Scientists with NASA's Perseverance Mars rover said Thursday that the rover has collected organic matter in a rock. It's the first time of primitive life ever collected on the red planet. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. With us right now is DeRoy Murdoch. He is the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm just, you know, I'm listening to, you know, Baby James Taylor, background Fire and Rain, you know, telling us everything's all well. The thought that came to mind as he was playing there from the White House in the middle of all this fiasco was like, it kind of reminded me of the musicians, you know, trying to play the music louder on the Titanic, right?
The musicians on the Titanic, let's give them credit for trying to play music that was, under the circumstances, upbeat and cheerful, trying to keep people, calm. Fire and Rain, if I were James Taylor, I would have played a great song called When Everybody Sees Your Smiling Face. That's very happy and upbeat. Fire and Rain is a story about his time in a mental hospital, and it also deals with a female friend of his who committed suicide. So this is a very, very grim song to sing under any circumstances, but particularly at a celebration of the Inflation Reduction Act, which has, the song has nothing to do with inflation, has nothing to do with spending, it's not cheerful, just a complete misstep. I don't know what they're thinking. So I don't know what the symbolism was. All that song did is just give people like us one more stick to use to smack over Brandon's head. Baffling. Absolutely baffling.
Exactly. Well. Again, he's so tone deaf. Huh? We're talking about Brandon here. Mm-hmm. Tone deaf and disconnected from reality. Here he is, you know, cheering the great news, and meanwhile, the stock market, as he's talking, the stock market is in a free fall. I mean, you know, one of the worst free falls in the modern era. And he's just saying, hey, man, all things are good. They're hunky-dory.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped about, I think it was 1,276 points. That was the biggest drop-off since June of 2020 and the seventh worst drop-off in American history. Also, you know, there's a celebration of, oh, we've finally beaten inflation. Well, actually, no. The year-on-year inflation rate came out at 8.3%. So that's better than 9.1 where we were a couple months ago. But 8.3% is A, high, B, painful, and C, about four times higher than the 2% inflation target of the Federal Reserve Board. So we're basically 4x higher than where the Fed wants us to be in terms of inflation. But hey, you know, why not throw a party? Why not have a musician come in and sing a sad song in the sunshine? Absolutely remarkable. I mean, it's tone deaf, stupid, disconnected, and apparently Biden likes to say that, oh, I don't bother looking at the stock market figures. Well, he should, because I guess in his mind he thinks the stock market is just where people like Warren Buffett and Jeff Bezos and people like this, you know, multi-billionaires put their money. That's not true. This is where millions of Americans, about half the country, puts money in 401ks.
The retirement IRAs, funds. Exactly.
Union pension funds. He loves the unions. I mean, people who are members of the teachers' unions and the, the Teamsters, et cetera, these guys invest their money in the stock market, and that's how they pay for their pensions. So he ought to have a concern, concern, when the stock market plunges. So not just the rich guys who suffer. It's about half the country who are are invested in the stock markets who suffer.
Yeah, but you want Joe Biden to have a capacity for something he has no capacity for. He's never had any concern for people. I mean, it's all show. It's no go. And, you know, for those Democrats, lest you forget, those of you that voted him into the Oval Office 2 years ago, January 2021, his first day of office, inflation was at 1.4%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
So thank you very much. Now we're at 8.3, 8.5 in that range now. And now even the economists on the Democratic side are saying, get ready, hunker down. This isn't going to be transitory. It's going to be here for a little bit.
Yeah, this is you point out those figures. Inflation now is running approximately six times worse than when Biden showed up January 20th of 2021. When Trump left, he left us with a 1.4% inflation rate, as you say. Now, you can complain about the Twitter messages and the wacky comments he made, et cetera, but the man kept his hand on the economic till and left us with a 1.4% unemployment rate, or I should say, excuse me, inflation rate. And in about 18, 19, 20 months or so, Biden has mm-hmm. increased that sixfold. And yet he's throwing a celebration about what a great job he's done on inflation. It's really mind-blowing. I mean, the complete disconnect
exactly.
between his actions and reality.
Mm-hmm. And the most important sector of all this was energy. On his first day of office, he moved dramatically to kill energy. And the ramifications, you know, we said this. You and I talked about this right off the bat going, whoa, dominoes are going to fall. This is going to have an impact on every aspect of our economy, and this is what we're seeing. And the Democrats, they have no spin left. The plates have fallen. You know, they've been trying to spin those plates as fast as they can. There's no energy left. It's all gone. And so we see that this is a faux narrative. It is, and it's heartless. Because the sad story of this, DeRoy, is real Americans are going to be affected. You know, we could get through this period of time shortly, but we've got winter coming. And now energy is really going to be important because we need to heat those homes that are going to be very cold. And you've got people on fixed incomes. Sadly, I mean, we know this is going to happen in Europe. They're already preparing for it. You know, they laughed at Trump when Trump warned them about, you know, counting on Putin. They jeered at him. And now it's like, oh, my God, he's right. The crazy guy was right. We are done, and we're going to have people freezing to death here in Europe, thank you very much, because of their stupid energy policies, and Joe Biden is following the same suit.
Yeah,
so
you're right about that.
We're going to cheer that. We're going to celebrate with him on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny how time and time again, Donald J. Trump will say something. People laugh and say, oh, you're crazy. You're such an idiot, blah, blah, blah. And then a year or two later, oh, wow, turns out he was right. As you say, he was at the United Nations. He gave a speech in which he warned the Germans about relying on Putin and the Russians for energy. And they cut back to the German delegation. And as you say, they literally were laughing. They're laughing their heads off. Ha, 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 what does he know? Well, guess what? They're not laughing as they suddenly discovered that the solar panels and the windmills don't work when it's at dark or when the wind isn't blowing. They now are hooking up their nuclear power plants, which they disconnected. They're going back to coal. I believe even the Greens have said, well, you know, we're in big trouble. We need to go back to coal. Putin has shut off the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, just as you and I predicted. I mean, I said that on the radio.
Yes, exactly.
I put that in print.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this coming, and the Europeans went along with this. Angela Merkel, the previous chancellor, pushed this. And now these guys are in big trouble. And as you say, when it's hot in the summer, a lot of people are uncomfortable. Some people succumb to the heat. But what the real danger is when it gets cold. We lose more people in the winter when it's too cold than we do in the summer when it's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And right now,
I think the death rate is something like 7-8 times as much in cold versus heat.
Well,
that's
even worse than I thought, but I know it's worse. Maybe it's 7.
Yeah.
I don't know the number, but it is worse.
Yeah.
And right now we ought to be pumping oil and gas in this country and sending energy to the Europeans since they've been cut off by Putin. But instead, we're still in this, you know, green, beautiful unicorn farm of Biden and Pete Buttigieg and the rest. And as you say, in a few months, the Europeans are going to be freezing, some of them to death. And same thing's probably going to happen here. And these beautiful ideas of Al Gore and Biden and John Kerry and Greta Thunberg will lead to dead bodies. These people's rotten ideas will kill killed people. And we're going to see the folks stacking up like frozen cordwood in Europe this winter as a result of terrible ideas that don't work. These people are in a fantasy land. And, you know, the saying is, you know, it's cute until someone loses an eye. Well, it's cute until someone loses his life.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, continues with us. DeRoy, as we were talking about, the energy sector, what Biden has done and the impact that it will have on Americans, especially this winter. Right now, he is kind of buttressing up the situation and claiming gas prices are down. And they're down for two reasons. Number one, the lack of demand. People have said, okay, you know, I'm just not going to drive as much. You know, I don't want to pay $5 a gallon. He's been dumping into the marketplace out of our Federal Reserve all this oil, a million barrels a day, and that's coming to an end. And, of course, then, I mean, it's at a near all-time low here, which means we've got to put oil back where we took it. And the cost of the oil with today's prices now, I mean, you know, you go back when, Donald Trump for this one, okay? The idiot was so stupid that he found all this oil that these tankers were sitting out there loaded up with oil, and they said, we'll pay you. If you take it out, we'll pay you to take it. And Donald Trump, because he's an idiot, says, oh, okay, I'll go ahead and pay me. And so he loads up our oil reserves with net gain oil reserves. And then you get this genius who comes in, empties out the reserves, and now we're going to pay somewhere, what are we, about $95 a barrel? You think we're going to get the break that, that idiot Donald Trump got for us? I don't think so.
You're right about this. No, when the idiot Donald J. Trump left office, gasoline was $2.39 per gallon. It's now, according to AAA, at $3.70. Now, that's down from $5.01 where it was back in June, but that's still 55% higher than when Brandon showed up. So 55% hike. Even though it's come down some, it's kind of like, well, you know, maybe Michael Jordan hasn't grown very much lately, but he's still 7 feet tall. Well, I mean, that's kind of a similar situation here. And as you say, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, God forbid we get a hurricane or something in the Gulf of Mexico and we have to turn off those oil wells out there, or a refinery gets hit or something, we're going to have a big spike and we will not have the Strategic Reserve to pump in oil, which is why it's there. It's not there to adjust prices. It's there for emergencies. It's largely been emptied out. I think it's maybe down 50-60%. And as you say, rather than filling it up at a very low price, I heard 25 per barrel on average. Maybe Trump got it for less than that. But the price per barrel right now is about $88 or so. And so we're going to have to buy it at, 3X what Trump paid for it to fill it back up. And, of course, that's not going to come out of Brandon's pocket. It's going to come out of your pocket, mine, and that of our listeners. So
exactly.
It's just bad policy, energy policy, bad fiscal policy, bad national security policy, bad public safety policy, all rolled into one.
Yeah, and you got to love the Democrats. You got to love this president. Boy, he's just doing such a great job for us. He wants us to believe. But our pocketbooks, and every time we go to the grocery store, our lying eyes keep lying to us. They tell us that prices are up at every turn. We just, something must be wrong here. Well, I want to transition to something you've just... Okay. I want to transition to something you've just written about, and that is what you're calling, I love this, strategic amnesia that is erasing the Democrats' memories of a post-2016 attacks. What is it? The men in black have come in with their strategic amnesia pens and laying on Democrats or something? What is all this about?
Yeah, you stare in the bright light, and then the memories suddenly just get zapped. Well, you know, we've heard from in that unbelievable speech, I guess it's been a little shy of 2 weeks ago, that... came out of the Independence Hall when Biden gave spoke in front of that red wall, and it reminded people of Germany in the 30s. It was really eerie stuff. And he talked about how MAGA Republicans threaten democracy and they refuse to accept the results of a free election, engage in political violence and all this other stuff. And I'm just shaking my head thinking, you know, it's only been 6 years. Have you forgotten the way that the Democrats responded to the election of Donald J. Trump? They didn't say, oh, well, he won fair and square. Okay, we'll just, you know, move along with our lives. No, these people fought nonstop. Here's a quote from Hillary Clinton. I know he's an illegitimate president. You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you. Then we had Jimmy Carter. He said that Trump, quote, lost the election and was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf. Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. You had 67 House Democrats refused to show up at the swearing-in of President Trump. They basically spat on the
inauguration.
Inauguration. Mm-hmm. They spat on the U.S. tradition of the peaceful transfer of power. Then they meddled around with the Electoral College. You had this group of actors from Hollywood, Martin Sheen, Noah Wiley, and others. They started a group called Americans Take Action, and they tried to pressure Republican Electoral College members to ignore their voters' will and dump Trump. A number of electors for Trump had harassing phone calls, abusive emails, and even death threats. One guy said from Michigan, he was a Trump elector, he said, told CNN, quote, "I've had people talk about putting a bullet in the back of my mouth." And then we had the whole effort on the part of Maxine Waters and others to stand on the House floor during the election certification ceremony. When they opened up the Electoral College votes, they objected to the Electoral College votes in 10 states, including Michigan and Pennsylvania, which were close. You can understand that. But they objected to the votes from Alabama, West Virginia, and Wyoming, which Trump won by 25-30%, arguing that those, you know, that Trump stole Wyoming and Hillary Clinton legitimately won. Does anybody believe that? Now, under the Constitution, the Electoral Vote Count Act from the 19th century, they have every right to do that. But so do Josh Hawley. So did Ted Cruz. So did all of the Republicans who had their objections to the 2020 Electoral College votes. They had every right to do that as much as the Democrats did in 2016. And then finally, we had this Russia collusion hoax. For 3 years, they tried to prove that Donald J. Trump is some sort of a KGB agent. You had the FBI, Senate Intelligence Committee, House Intelligence Committee, and Robert Mueller all investigate him from top to bottom, spend, I don't know, probably grand total $7,500 million on this. And guess what? He's not a Russian agent. There was no Russian collusion, except for Hillary Clinton getting involved with the Russian spies through Christopher Steele and the so-called dirty dossier. They were colluding with Russians. We just learned yesterday, in fact, that the FBI was paying money to a Russian informant who was handing over this disinformation, which was pumped into the Steele dossier and injected into the presidential discussion back in 2020. So you actually had the FBI paying off the person who's giving the disinformation, which was used to smear Donald J. Trump in the 2016 election and forward from there. So this is the way that the Democrats responded to Trump winning the election. So the idea that only MAGA Republicans can't accept the result of a free and fair election and so on is nonsense. This is what the Democrats have done. Oh, and violence, by the way. They after Trump won, we had people wearing MAGA hats physically attacked. We had trash cans and cars set on fire. We had a couple buildings set on fire. Protests galore, riots. So this is what the Democrats do, and this is yet again another example of what the Democrats do. If they're screaming at you about something, it's because they do it, and they're trying to project their misbehavior onto us. It happens time and time and time
again.
Exactly. And Biden's speech in Philadelphia at Independence Hall was basically a 25-minute exercise in psychological projection.
Exactly. And if you ever want to know exactly. That's very well said. And if you ever want to know what the Democrats are guilty of, all you have to listen to is what they're accusing their opponents of. And as you mentioned, this latest emails that we've been able to capture, we find out this double agent, this Russian double agent, that the FBI knew going into it, this guy had no credibility. But it was just something that could fit, that could support their request to go to the court so they could investigate a legitimate candidate for president. I mean, this is how disgusting this thing. This is just unbelievable. And as you say, Hillary Clinton denied it. And oh yeah, let's what else? Corinne Jean Pierre. She also wrote pretty passionately about how the election in Georgia was stolen. That there was no way that Governor Kent lawfully got the election, even though Stacey Abrams lost what by 80,000 votes, and she still hasn't conceded to this day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she lost that by about 100,000 votes. Like say, oh, it was voter suppression. They suppressed the black vote. Guess what? The black vote went up, not down. So that's not true. Look, Brian Kemp won that fair and square. And Stacey Abrams, to this day, insists that she's the governor of Georgia, and she's now running for, quote, re-election, unquote, even though she was defeated. It wasn't close. It wasn't, 5,000 votes or 3,000 votes or 1,000 votes. It was about 100,000 votes. And the black vote went up, so there was no voter suppression there. So this is another example of the Democrats not accepting a free and fair election. And thanks to strategic amnesia, they forget their own actions and then scream at our side about things that we don't do.
We got to leave it there until next week. To Roy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Germany is taking control of three Russian-owned oil refineries in their country to ensure energy security before an embargo on oil from Russia takes effect January 1st. They account for about 12% of Germany's oil refining capacity and employs about 12,000 people. Countless mourners waited for hours Thursday in a line that stretched almost 5 miles long in London for a chance to spend a few minutes filing past Queen Elizabeth II's coffin while she lays in state. U.S. Federal Judge Raymond Deary has been chosen to become the special master and decide whether any documents are off limits in any legal proceedings against President Trump. The FBI has shown bias in the past towards Trump, necessitating an independent observer. The Chiefs beat the Chargers 27-24 in the first all-streaming Thursday night football game. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The one and only Dr. John Zemerick joins us now. He is, of course, the senior editor at Stream.org. John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Always appreciate this time that we can have together. I got to tell you, I'm like you. I'm lit up over the left. I mean, you know, as if killing 63 million babies in the womb is not enough for them. Abort a patient pills and mail order abortions, coming to a mailbox near you nonstop. Now they want to control our kids who happen to be fortunate enough to survive, and let's load them up with puberty blockers. Let's indoctrinate them. Let's even have as part of the school curricula a element that says pedophilia is welcome and misunderstood and should be embraced by our kids. This is being taught to kids in second and third grades. This is absurd.
Well, the left doesn't reproduce. It steals our children. And it's dependent on us having kids so they can corrupt them and molest them and program them and indoctrinate them. And the first step is public school. If you can't afford private school or you can't homeschool, if you're going to have to send your kids to a secular public school, it'd be better, I think, if you just don't have them, because you're essentially just having kids and letting them be raised by strangers who will school them to have terrible, miserable lives and burn in hell forever. I mean, that's the goal of the left. And if you turn your kids over to a public school, pretty much anywhere in America, even once conservative districts, like I live in Dallas, Highland Park School District has been taken over by a Black Lives Matter activist from New York who moved to Dallas a few years ago and now ran for school board and got himself elected because nobody cares. And now there are transgender bathrooms and they're introducing critical race theory into Highland Park High Schools, maybe the most conservative, wealthy school district in America. So the left is dependent on stealing our children.
Exactly. And they pick no bones about it, John. They pretty much have come out, and even after what happened in Virginia, also in San Francisco, of all places, where you've got conservatives taking back their school board districts, they still are speaking out and saying, look, you got to understand. I mean, these are the educators. This is the system telling parents, you got to understand that the kids belong to us. They no longer belong to you. That was one of the most absurd statements I heard this week. And they didn't even pause. I mean, they just laid it out there and shoved it right down the people's throats.
Right, right. Well, that's how they work, because they see themselves as above any law. I love what's happening now. The left made all these empty declarations that Martha's Vineyard is a sanctuary city, and then sneered at the poor blue collar people on the Texas border who were being overwhelmed by the broken borders that Joe Biden deliberately created for political reasons. Well, now Texas and Florida are flying illegals to these elite enclaves, and they're squealing like stuck pigs. They're acting like we threw bags of poop over the gates of their gated communities. I thought they loved all these immigrants. I thought they welcomed them. In fact, they let them through their gate when they come in to mow their lawn, and then they make sure that they leave. And all these people, these people with immigrants welcome sign also have no trespassing signs, and they're the first ones to call their private security agency if somebody lets his dog pee on their lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, when I had heard that Governor DeSantis had been sending flights up to Martha's Vineyard, I thought, let it all begin. And you got to know the way the FBI is losing their skull these days. Get ready, because anybody that supports and talks about that kind of activity, they're coming after our phones. It's not even our guns anymore. They want our phones now.
That's right. That's right. We're seeing, under the guise of this demented buffoon, meat puppet zombie President Biden, we're seeing an authoritarian regime being locked down on the country. Mike Lindell sells pillows over the internet, and the FBI seized his phone. If you even talked about the validity of the 2020 election, you are being labeled a domestic extremist and terrorist and being equated to the hijackers who blew up New York City and Washington on September 11, 2001. This is the kind of demonization that happened in Rwanda in the 1990s when the Hutus started preparing people to butcher the Tutsi. They talked about them as cockroaches on government radio. The way that the left talks about white people, about Christians, about traditional Americans and our founders, it is Nazi rhetoric. It is dehumanizing rhetoric, preparing people for actual violent attacks and mass imprisonment of their political enemies.
Well, and here it is. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute has been reporting, for a number of years on these FEMA camps that can hold 80,000 plus people, John, to your point. I mean, there is a gathering that seems to be being readied, for conservatives that the left is coming after. And it first starts with, you're exactly right, with the dehumanization. We've seen this playbook time and again, or we've read about it, and it's just unbelievable. The gall of this president, this incompetent president who, a majority of the Americans now, they get it. They say this guy's flat out incompetent.
Well, it's not Biden. Biden is just a wretched, opportunistic, unprincipled, mediocre hack. And he's not even what he used to be. I call him the former Joe Biden. He is an empty shell of the unprincipled, untalented opportunist he once was. It is, I call it the secret committee, formerly known as Joe Biden. Who are the people actually making the decisions in the White House? I think we have a pretty good idea. They're the same
yes, we do.
Bipartisan committee of deep state conspirators who in October 2020 put out the lie that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. People like John Brennan, all the people from the deep state who signed that letter that went out to the media that the media gleefully reprinted, which we now know was a conscious lie. Those
exactly.
People, those former CIA and FBI people, they are a cabal that is determined it's going to run America, whether Americans like it or not. And they're going to use all
exactly.
the force of the state and social media and the FBI to intimidate and terrorize people like Steve Bannon and Mike Lindell who stand against them. And they're coming for us next.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you're talking over 50 intelligence officers. I mean, this is the deep state of the deep state that put this out there. And let's not forget Adam Schiff, who continued on with this unquenchable lie about Donald Trump. And here it is. I mean, it is proven. How smart are they, John? I mean, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. How smart are they that they would buy into something that was so blatantly a lie that the intelligence community knew that they had to know it, but yet Adam Schiff is out there every night. He and Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, the rest of the gang, you know, talking about how corrupt Donald Trump was and what they did to this country and further dividing us to where here we are. You know, 4 years later, 5-6 years later, and we're having to clean up the mess that they did.
And it's going to get worse because they are absolutely determined to hold on to power. Now, at this point, they've committed
yes.
so many crimes that if a real Republican, not Mitch McConnell types, but actual conservative Republicans ever became powerful again in Congress, hundreds of American elitists would go to prison for the rest of their lives. These people know that, so they are clinging to power as the alternative to spending years in prison for the treasonous things they have done, the reckless violations of the law and the Constitution. So in that sense...
And against the American people, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to go to break. We got more from Dr. John Zemerick after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemera continues with us. John, sorry, we had to go to hard break there, so I want you to pick up your thought where we left off. Go ahead.
We're now becoming like one of those Latin American countries where you have to stay in power because if you lose, you're going to prison. Now, in those places, it's because they just customarily imprison the opposition. That's what Biden is turning America into, one of those countries where you have to win and you have to hold on to power. Because the alternative is you're going to be openly persecuted by the government. That's something that was common throughout history in, like, the Renaissance and the Middle Ages. You know, that's something America, the United States, managed to avoid through some divine providence. We managed to avoid being that kind of country for 200 years. I think the American exception is over. We've just closed the parenthesis on the American exception. And our country is sliding into the common tragedy of the human condition where the government is usually your enemy and your oppressor, not your servant and your protector.
Exactly. And, John, Hispanics get this. This is why they're leaving in droves from the Democratic Party. The Democrats can't figure it out. They have no idea. And they think the Hispanics are stupid. They're not mensos. They know exactly what's going on. Just like you said, they grew up in this. They know this chapter and verse. They see where this is heading. They're just shocked that it's happening here in America, because one of the reasons they came to this country is because they're hardworking people. They want to provide for their families. They want to educate their kids. They want a better future for their kids. What's wrong with that? That is the American dream. And they see clearly that this is slipping away, and they can no longer participate in this big lie brought to you by the Democratic Party.
Yeah, why bother to swim the Rio Grande if cartels are going to be running the new country, too? By the way, my idea, I think Texas and Florida, we should just find the cartel members among the illegals and put them on the planes to Martha's Vineyard and Manhattan, fully armed, and we can finish this civil war in like a weekend.
Well, you know, the cartels are pretty well warriored up. I mean, this has been a real windfall profit, the Joe Biden administration. You know, since he's been in office, they have generated over $13 billion. That's billion with a B. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. Been very, very good to the cartels.
That's right, because he's letting them have complete control over America's borders. It's like he's fired ICE and hired the cartels as the new Border Patrol for the United States.
Wow.
Then they charged thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. They charged us several thousand per person to get them into America. It's stunning.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, this disease, I mean, this is, you know, in a sense, it's a pandemic of its own, John. I mean, that's even that you write about that is infecting churches, where churches are hosting would-be mass killers. I mean, what is going on with America's church today?
Oh, yeah. I've got a piece at stream.org. There is a Disciples of Christ church in Katy, Texas, outside Houston. It was having a drag queen event for children. A family-friendly drag event. That's bad enough. That's depraved and sick and demonic enough.
Isn't that an oxymoron? A family-friendly drag queen event? I don't know how you put that together in one sentence, but go ahead.
But it gets worse. The drag queen they invited turned out to be someone who at age 17 tried to do a Columbine-style mass killing at his high school. And he had elaborate plans for torturing and killing 20 of his classmates. He was convicted. He got a very light sentence because he was a juvenile. He's out now. And his Facebook page is full of satanic and sadomasochistic, gruesome horror film kind of images of himself torturing and simulating torturing and killing people with satanic images. And this is the person that the Disciples of Christ Church in Katy, Texas, invites to do a family drag event. When Mass Resistance, by the way, one of the best organizations in America is Mass Resistance. Look it up. They have them in every state, I think. They are the people on the ground fighting against this kind of depravity. Mass Resistance exposed this. So what did the church do? Instead of being horrified and embarrassed and canceling it, they just switched in a different drag queen and pretended that they had never invited the attempted murderer in the first place and denounced Mass Resistance for spreading inaccurate information. It was only inaccurate because when the light of day was shown on it, the church did a stealth edit of their website and put in a different drag queen, one who was not a former Columbine killer.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and here it is. They use such language, even the local newspaper, how dare Mass Resistance do anything, you know, about LGBTQ at churches, because that is hateful, right?
Right. You're not allowed to hate mass killers who worship Satan who want access to your kids. I've got another piece at stream.org I hope people check out. On Mark Judge. Remember Mark Judge?
Yes.
The drive-by victim of the Brett Kavanaugh perjury campaign. He has a new book out called The Devil's Triangle. If any of you are curious what it's like to be the target of the deep state and the media and the whole establishment in America, desperate to keep abortion legal at any cost, Mark Judge was their target. And we hired him as a columnist at the Stream when he couldn't get arrested. He had been so blackballed. All his freelance writing work dried up. He was suddenly like a leper with plutonium all over him, the way they were treating him. We had him writing for us. Well, he now has a new book called The Devil's Triangle that I hope people will pre-order. And I've got a piece about it at stream.org, and the title is We Are All Mark Judge Now.
Yes. Wow.
When Mike Lindell is being investigated by the FBI, when Steve Bannon is getting arrested again and again, despite having been pardoned, when people going to school board meetings to complain about what they're being taught their children at their own public schools, when the FBI is investigating them as domestic extremists, we're all Mark Judge now, but it's worth and important to read Mark Judge's own story of what it's like to be the man in the crosshairs, being targeted by the New Yorker and Vanity Fair and the Washington Post and the FBI and ABC and NBC and the Democratic Party, all on this one guy who is a recovering alcoholic and freelance writer.
Exactly.
Trying to make a living. Mm. And Mark Judge could have caved. They wanted Mark Judge to testify in front of the Senate because they knew from his memoir. Basically, they created the whole fake rape story about Christine Blasey Ford. Opposition researchers created that story using Mark Judge's memoir of being in high school. Mark Judge published a book called Wasted about the memoir of being a teenage alcoholic at the same high school as Brett Kavanaugh. These opposition researchers read the book, used it to create all the details of the fake story about the fake rape, and they made Mark Judge an alleged eyewitness because in the book, Mark Judge confesses to having memory lapses because of the alcoholism. So they knew if they got Mark Judge in front of the Senate, he would have to confess that he didn't know whether or not the rape had happened. He couldn't 100% say it hadn't happened because of his memory lapses, and that would have made Brett Kavanaugh look guilty. He would not have been confirmed, and Roe v. Wade would not have been overturned. So this is a man whose courage, under the most horrible imaginable persecution, Mark Judge's courage helped give us the reversal of Roe v. Wade. So I think everybody who's pro-life in America owes it to Mark Judge to buy his new book, The Devil's Triangle.
That's an excellent point there when you think about that, John, because, you know, they had all but drawn and quartered Judge Kavanaugh.
And
with his phony story.
Anybody but Donald Trump would have withdrawn his nomination. You know, any of these other squishy Republicans would have said, oh, it's too insensitive. We have to believe women. We're going to withdraw this name. And they would have put up some squishy liberal who would have voted to keep abortion legal. Only Donald Trump had the stones, had the cojones, had the spine to stand by Brett Kavanaugh, who was 100% innocent.
You're exactly right. And the thing is, John, you know, to your point, those kind of words were being sent to Donald Trump, you know, that you need to cut bait on this guy, that they had already gone along with this faux narrative and they had surrendered. But for Donald Trump, you're exactly right.
That's right. That's right. So
this is what's happening. Yeah, what a great story here. Yeah, exactly. We've got to get Mark on with us as well, John. You got to set that up because I'd love to have him on and talk about his book. And yeah, exactly. Well, definitely. Well, we got a minute left here, John. So I'm going to give you, you know, the last minute here to give us some redemption. I mean, we've got a country to save here.
We should be praying to our Lord for the protection of all the people being targeted by our illegitimate regime right now. People like Steve Bannon, people like Mike Lindell, be praying for the January 6th dissidents who are sitting in the gulag for just speaking their minds as Americans. We need to be looking out for our own wounded. If you see someone who's being canceled for being conservative or Christian, go to their defense. Help them out. Don't leave our wounded on the field. The left rally around liars and crooks like Jussie Smollett. The right, we leave people like Kyle Rittenhouse and Mark Judge wounded on the field because we don't want to get hit.
Amen. Yeah.
We have to stand in solidarity with those people or we're next.
Dr. John Zemerick, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. And it's a call to prayer, everybody. Let's come together. Dr. John Zemerick, senior editor at stream.org. We got it. Thanks, John.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to